Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hypersloth Happy Half Hour with your quarantine dream team, Zigzag and Rufus. Put on your captain's hat because we're going to help you navigate these uncharted territories that are the quarantine. We're going to catch you up on the day's events. We're going to talk politics. We're going to talk whatever comes to mind. So grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hypersloth Happy Half Hour.
Ow, ow, ow!
Ow, ow!
Welcome, folks, to the Hypersloth Happy Half Hour. Today is Wednesday, September 29, 2020. Welcome to the show, my man Rufus. This is Double Z right here, and that is...
Sorry, I'm late. This is Rufus. My Proud Boys meeting went over.
Oh, what were you guys discussing? Poll watching?
We were just standing by.
Oh, were you mostly standing by?
Standing down and standing by,
were you?
Just waiting for the orders.
Hey, what do you call a guy at a strip club?
Luckier than me?
A poll watcher.
Oh!
Oh, hell! Watch out, I just came up with that.
Man.
Like that, huh?
That's kind of poll watching I want to be doing.
We're on the razor's edge, folks. So, I just wanted, I know that Rufus is a little mad at me because I forced him to watch the debate last night. I know he wasn't going to. He was probably going to watch the Waltons or something more wholesome debate.
I was looking forward to the debate like nobody's business because I knew it would be a clown car shit show for some reason. You know, I expected Trump would be just a fucking Mad Hatter. But you always hear the stuff about Biden being like cognitive decline and stuff. So I was like, oh, he's going to fuck some shit up. It's going to get crazy. It definitely got crazy. But I'm disappointed that Biden was just like totally mentally with it. The whole fucking – I didn't see this mental decline that anybody talks about.
No, because it's all fake news. Woo, we need a fake news banner and button.
We do.
We do. I mean, the real fake news is on the Trump side of things, really. I mean, he's the one that always gets caught lying.
Well, they had – the Biden and the Democratic Party had gotten the Twitter handle at Truth. And they were tweeting.
Really?
Yeah, they were like fact checking.
No.
During the debate, and I would check it. They didn't do too many things because it's hard to do that in real time. But yeah, it was cool. So like a lot of things Trump said, they were just like, nope. Here's the article that from 2017 or whatever.
I know he's totally nuts. I mean, you know what? He has no substance. I mean, that last night was proof to me the guy can't be president because he couldn't even answer the simplest of fucking questions. There was a million meatballs out there for him to answer, and he just couldn't fucking do it. I mean, all right, you keep talking about your health care plan, and you're going to release it in 2 weeks. And they're like, so tell us about your health care plan. It's excellent. It's excellent, Rufus. It's going to be an excellent health care plan. It's totally – we have it. We have it already. All right, well, tell us the details. Yeah, it's an excellent plan. Really, it is. Yeah, it's excellent. And did you see the footage? Now people were saying, I don't know if you saw this today on Facebook, that there was a wire running up Joe Biden's shirt into his ear.
What? During the debate, I looked because I was expecting to, wanted to witness this cognitive decline.
Right.
So I figured he must have something going on. And I paid close attention. I didn't see
I saw this Facebook post, like the local news lady, God bless her, but like, so she's just, random Facebook post. What did you think of the debate? Right. And then people on this forum, I mean, she probably usually gets like 5 fucking likes or whatever, but she had like 300 comments. And because I live in the stupidest part of fucking America, they all the comments were like pro Trump. And one of them, more like 10 of them were like, well, Biden had a wire going up from his shirt to his ear, and you could see it, and you could see what it was, a crease in his shirt, right? There was no wire or whatever. Then, to poke at the bear a little bit, I posted a picture of if you see this picture of Donald Trump with, like, this piece of metal on the side of his fucking head from holding his toupee on.
What? No.
Yeah, yes. Hold on. Let me find that for you. And, I was like, well, that looks like some kind of cochlear implant device to me. Of course, other people agreed with me, but not a bunch of Trump tarts. They didn't agree with me.
Even if Biden had a wire feeding him information or what the fuck ever, so what? What he was saying made a fuckload more sense than what Trump is rambling on about.
Oh, it really did. And he wasn't even the best, really. You know what I mean? Imagine Pete Buttigieg going Donald Trump.
Pete Buttigieg would have pranced circles around Trump.
He would have.
You notice how I said pranced?
Brutal. You know what? I'm almost excited to see this this Kamala Harris versus Mike Pence. I mean, how can this even go down?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess that for show, Biden's got to pick a black woman or whatever. But I was really hoping that he'd pick Pete.
Me too, obviously. Well, I mean, we were some of the first people on the Pete bandwagon, I think.
I was totally on the Pete bandwagon. I'm going to be part of the Pete human centipede.
You do want to be part of a human centipede. Hold on, why can't I find this picture thing? Don't tell me that Trump has taken it off the internet.
It was fake news.
Trump, what is a good way to Trump thing in hair during debate? I'm trying to find out. What is a good way to search this thing? In hair during debate? Let's see. It's this gross fucking thing. You know what? Let me show you on my phone. I think I have it on my phone.
Oh, yeah. It came out that he's spent $70,000 on his fucking hair.
Right. I mean, how is that? Here, the guy is a total buffoon. Obviously, he started out with $428 million and lost every fucking dime of it.
And now he's got a loan coming due that's about $428 million.
So supposedly made $400 million working for The Apprentice, which kind of fucking shocks me. Really. You know what I mean? Because
I love that show. Before Trump got into politics, I was like, he's a cool entertainer and just crazy enough to make a show entertaining. I really liked that show.
I read his book. I told you that I read his book when I was in my first year of college. I was flying home from Austin for Christmas, and they were selling his book at the airport in Austin. And I bought it and read it. And by the time I fucking landed in Indiana, I hit his fucking guts.
Is that the art of the deal?
Yes. It's the art of the douchebag is what I would call it. All right. Let's see.
Is that one of those Elon Musk brain implants?
Can you see it? Can you see what's in his hair?
Yeah. Well, I mean, sort of, but what the fuck is that?
That's what I'm saying, dude. And people are saying that Biden has a wire. Well, Trump has some kind of fucking cochlear implant. That's what I'm calling it. I'm going to say it was a cochlear implant, and he couldn't even do good with that. That's how much he fucking sucks.
That is just bizarre.
What do you think? I mean, honestly, what do you think that is?
I don't fucking know. It might be something that...
It looks to me like a piece of gray tape holding his wig on, I guess.
It could be just some duct tape holding his wig or his comb over on.
It's just gross. You know what? It's probably covering up what I would guess is some kind of sore on his fucking head from
wearing...
Well, think about it. The guy, like, sprays his hair up all the time, right? He always is wearing, like, this fake hairdo that's like a hat. If you don't let your scalp breathe, surely it's going to get fucking sores and shit on it.
It's like bed sores.
Right. He has bed sores on his head. Head sores. That's what they are.
Hashtag head sores.
Hashtag head sores. Hashtag secret head sore implant.
Let's get a trim on zigzag.
Yeah, I don't know. It just really it was disappointing both ways because I felt like Biden could have been better too. I don't think he has mental decline or whatever. I just think that he had a lot of missed opportunities to really fucking zing Donald.
He did. I mean, Biden could do better, but I mean, the dude's fucking 77 years old. Honestly, he shouldn't be the guy, but they had to make a safe bet, you know?
Right.
But I think considering the reputation he's got for just making gaffes left and right and fucking up, I think he did okay considering.
What are his gaffes? I have yet to see that man in a tan suit.
Good question. I don't know. God damn, can you imagine if he walked out in a tan suit?
Oh, my God. That would have been fucking awesome. He probably would have changed it. Well, I mean, obviously people were watching and listening because he made $10 million between 9 p.m. and midnight last
who?
Night. Joe Biden's campaign.
Holy shit. Oh,
yeah.
God.
So, really, it's kind of scary now. It's not scary, but the Biden campaign is outraised to the Trump campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which it means to me in a weird way that it seems like even Trump has lost his corporate supporters.
People have lost supporters. I mean, I've seen predictions that there's a 76% chance that Biden's going to win. I mean, that means that the only way that happens is if Trump has lost people, you know?
Right, yeah. I mean, but there's still those diehards, you know what I mean? I did notice, well, I didn't notice, my wife noticed this, today in my neighborhood. Remember I told you there was a Trump sign in my neighborhood?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gone.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't know if that has anything to do with the debates or it was just repossessed. It could have just been repossessed.
They got a loan for a sign.
Trump, I mean, I'm sure that Trump is, like, making money off these fucking signs and banners and shit like that. I mean, it does have the Trump name on it, which is, I mean, licensed by him, right?
Well, I read, I was, you know, surfing Twitter, and I was, not Twitter, Reddit, and there were a few threads about the debate that, of course, were just fucking huge and blowing up. And there was a lot of comments by people who were like, look, I'm a Republican. That dude just fucking lost me. He said, I've been iffy. I regretted this vote since the fucking day I made it. And it was the last straw for some people from what I saw, for sure.
Well, that's good news because
it was so unprofessional, dude.
Dude, I mean, the guy is talking about his son who died in Afghanistan, or died of cancer after serving in Afghanistan, right? And
I
he brings up his other fucking son.
I could not fucking believe he did that. What a low goddamn blow.
Well, then that's where that is. You know what, sadly enough, is like the Democrats like to go high or whatever. I would have went so fucking low right there with, you know, he's saying that Hunter Biden this and all that shit. I mean, think about it. Trump has two of his fucking people in his family working on the American government with no fucking credentials at all.
Yep.
You know what I mean? How do you not bring that up? I mean, I would have went so fucking low on that shit. It would have been nuts. I would have been like, let's see, which wife is that? Was that when you were cheating on the one with Marla Maples and you had this daughter, Tiffany, and where is she? You know what I mean? Because he a Christian and all that shit. Give me a fucking break with that shit.
That might have just rattled Biden too much to where he's like, if I start.
That would be true.
You know?
Right. But, it's probably hard enough to listen to that. And then he had to admit that his son had a drug problem.
Yeah, but it's so sad. How many
voters
have a drug problem?
It humanized him. I saw some people say good for him to come out and fucking say that. I have a drug problem, too. And I think that was your tweet, wasn't it?
Hey, man, people with drug problems vote, too. wake up in time.
Oh, now if they went to jail for their drug problem, how fucked up is that? If you go to jail for a felony and you get out, you can't vote unless you live in Florida. Somehow you can in Florida. But how crazy is it that they can take away your right to vote because you went to jail and you served your time in jail? It's just another one of those things where, you know what, predominantly black people go to jail because that's how the system operates. They're like, okay, let's take away their right to vote then because they'll vote Democrat because that's how they do.
Yep.
I mean, if obviously, your vote is worth something because the Republican Party goes to a lot of trouble to be able to take it away.
Yes, indeed. There were a couple of snipes that Biden did have that were kind of off the cuff. This might be almost jump like a little girl. Whenever he was like, shut up, man.
Like, those were excellent.
That's like a Bugs Bunny moment. And then there's one where he's like, keep yapping.
You're a clown.
Lord me, man. I turned to the wife. I was like, he said, keep yapping, and he did this. I was like, oh, my God.
I mean, the one part where he called him a liar, he was taking Donald to task at some point. Donald just sit there moving his mouth. Did you see him, like, doing all this weird shit with his fucking mouth? Like he's high on fucking meth or something? It was very fucking strange.
He is.
He's high on something. And it's not just fucking McDonald's or Diet Coke, that's for sure.
No, Joe Rogan's talked about it a few times because he knows some people on the inside. Apparently he's on like Sudafed or something. He like pops fucking, you know, legal meth all the fucking time.
Ritalin, right? And that some guy that worked on The Apprentice, I saw him tweet something today saying, look, I'll go under oath and admit that I saw Donald Trump crush and snort Ritalin every day for fucking like 4 years when I worked on The Apprentice. I mean, this guy was dead fucking serious.
God damn, that's fucked up.
That's
the benefit of crushing and snorting it versus just taking it.
I guess it gets into your bloodstream faster. I don't know.
Put it up your butt.
I'm sure he probably did that too. Well, he couldn't get it up there because his head was already up there. Yeah, 5 o'clock show, folks. Double Z be here all night. Unfortunately, for half hour night. So, how was your stomach after our hot wing challenge?
The next morning, it was kind of I don't want to say rough. That's too harsh, but it was a little rumbly.
I had an
all fucking day, but it wasn't in my stomach. It was below the belt. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I had an ache right in the middle of my fucking stomach where my ulcer is. Try not to eat a bunch of stuff like that when you have a fucking bleeding ulcer, right?
Yeah, that's probably not good, Double Z.
No, I have a bleeding ulcer as far as I know. I don't want to give myself a pre-existing condition because I'll never get it covered as soon as they turn over fucking Obamacare because it's a travesty.
Well, you have an ulcer now for sure after the debate and the hot sauce.
That I saw on TV, and I don't think this is fake news, that they're going to consider having COVID a pre-existing condition because they don't know how really it affects people because people are having all kinds of trouble getting over it. Like their hearts are fucking short circuiting and their brains are getting fucking permanent inflammation and shit. So they're like, oh, now it's a pre-existing condition.
Well, fucked up because the whole point of insurance is for things that you don't know are going to happen.
Yeah, well, that's why they invented the pre-existing condition.
I don't like that term.
The coverage kind of shit. Well, that's, I mean, who do you think is writing that law to make the individual mandate and all that shit go away? That's the fucking insurance lobby, obviously.
Disgusting.
It's disgusting. You know, and then for Trump to sit up there, dude, I couldn't even believe this. This is when I turned to my wife, like you had turned to your wife, when he was going, I want fresh water. I want fresh air, right? And he's turned back all those fucking protections on environmentalism. You know, I mean, I think at last count he had overturned 75 of them, like totally basic ones. And he's like, yeah, you want fresh air. And see, that's where I felt like Biden missed a fucking step too because he could have fucking jumped into that.
Yeah, he did miss a few opportunities. I think he was trying to play the high ground.
I think he was maybe, and maybe I'm
giving Biden too much credit, but I think him and his handler said, just let him go. Just let him become the red-faced fucking stompy maniac, the bully in the room, and then wait your turn, and then say something that makes fucking sense. Because that contrast right there.
I'm going to be honest with you right now, dude. It was kind of a big fuck-up because apparently Biden was so addled that he took out the little implant that they put in his ear so I could talk to him during the debate, and that's why I'm so upset because I had so many zingers I was going to lay on him. I was talking. I thought I was talking to him, and he wasn't hearing me, and that was what was frustrating because he took the thing out of his ear.
Yeah. You know what? Back on the environmental note, it was toward the end that Chris Wallace, God bless him, that poor guy had no fucking clue what he was getting into. He asked Trump about climate change. And Trump said nothing about it. All he talked about was like how firemen are understaffed. And
no, he was saying something about forest cities, right? He's like, they call them forest cities. And they sweep the forest of all the leaves and the dead branches and stuff. And I mean, he was out there, dude.
He was playing fucking jazz, man, but he never addressed the question at all. He just kind of went off on this whole tangent about the forest and other bullshit. I was like, what?
That's kind of what he did all night, though. He never really answered any of the fucking questions.
No.
Factually, you know what I mean? Never could pin him down. Then he would just start in his attack mode.
I got to give him credit for this.
No, you got to give him credit.
No, you'll see. You'll understand what I'm saying here. If you're dumb, the way that he doesn't answer a question as if you're stupid for asking it, dumb people respect that because they never have answers for anything. So they're just like, he's one of me. He knows how to talk to the smart people who make us feel dumb, you know?
Right. He's talking over Biden's head. That's what he's doing. And it's frustrating because, you know what, any of the fucking base or whatever, you didn't change anybody's mind last night. They're so fucking brainwashed and fucking stupid that they can't even, you know, they can't even be objective. And I wondered to myself, okay, I've hated Trump since 1988, actually 1987, right? And just about to turn 88. Maybe I finished the book in 88. I don't know. but it was around Christmas time. But these, I wonder if these people, they don't know the Donald Trump before Donald Trump was on The Apprentice or started running for president. Like, I'm going to drain the swamp. I'm a successful businessman. You know what I mean? Which is all a bunch of fucking bullshit. Mark Burnett kind of created Donald Trump in The Apprentice, right? He made it look like Donald Trump was successful. Donald Trump has never been a fucking success. Never. He's never had business success.
But even before then, it was somehow perceived as a success. And I saw an interview with him and Barbara Walters in the 80s. And God bless her. She's fucking calling him out. She's basically saying just like what you said. She's like, you've never had a successful business. You know, your tax returns, we don't know what's on them. You know, you're losing money left and right. He's like, look. I do business. That's what I do. Everybody, ask everybody in New York. And he's just doing the same
right.
Fucking-
Same con man. Same con man learned it's all before the show.
I'll
right?
send you a link to it. I'll look it up and send you a link.
I've seen it. I've definitely seen it.
It's crazy. Because it's exactly the same.
Did you ever want to do Barbara Walters, just out of curiosity?
I did.
What about Leslie Stahl?
You'll have to remind me what she looks like. I know the name.
She's an older woman, but 40 years ago, she was pretty hot. She was a news lady, too.
Can I look her up?
Yeah, look her up.
I think I've got a picture in my mind here talking about Leslie Stahl.
S-T-A-H-L, I do believe.
I do remember that for some reason. So she. Oh, yes. Yes, I did.
I mean, look her up. I wonder what came up of Leslie Stahl. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you still do her. Look at that. You see her in that yellow cup? You're still hitting that.
She kind of has a Barbara Corcoran thing going on that I like.
She does, kind of. And Barbara ain't too bad on the eyes either. I think we've talked about old Barbie pants in here a few times, have we not?
That's. I mean, I don't know what sort of clothing is tightening her things up.
She definitely probably does have it.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Lori Grenier. Okay, Lori Grenier or Barbara Corcoran?
One or the other? I'd say Lori for the longevity of the experience that I could
have.
I'm going
to have to get knuckles on that. Oh, you said even though Barbara has the experience?
No, for the longevity. I could have the experience longer.
Right. And
between the two.
You don't feel like Barbara Corcoran has long on this earth?
No.
How old do you think Barbara Corcoran is? She's probably younger than me.
Oh, fuck no, dude. She's like almost 70.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
What? No,
that's what I'm talking about with that dress packing her all in because she takes that off. She's nothing but loose skin and wrinkles. And
how do you know?
Stretch marks.
Oh, I know how you know you saw
fuck
her.
Yeah.
She's 71.
Yes. That's all she.
She'd be looking good for 71, dog.
Amen. Gil.
Jimmy, I want you to guess her net worth right now.
Her net worth?
Yep.
$300 million.
No, only $80 million.
Fucking loser.
Yeah, what a chump. She's
I might
chump.
Have a chance.
Now let's look up Lori Grenier. I don't even know how to spell that, but I'm going out there with it. Oh, I guess I got pretty close. All right, how much do you think her net worth is?
$150 million.
$100 million.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Pretty impressive, really.
Well, I'll definitely go with her.
But QVC, I mean, if you can get, she's the queen of QVC, they call her. So if you ever want create anything, you need, I don't know why everybody on the fucking Apprentice doesn't go right to fucking Lori. Because if you have a product, you need it on fucking QVC.
You mean Shark Tank?
Oh, yeah. What did I say? The Apprentice?
Apprentice.
Yeah, they don't do anything on The Apprentice. My bad.
Yeah, so many of those product ideas are QVC level stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. And the ones that get on there, if you've ever watched any of the wrap up shows, they had that one where it's like a sled, like half of a sled that you go back and forth on and it gives you a workout. That made like $50 million.
Fucking crazy, dude.
It is crazy. And yet, there's still no one has fucking made the laundry lock. And your wife could have used it.
Why the fuck haven't you gone on Shark Tank with a goddamn laundry lock?
I don't know, because I don't speak good in front of a crowd. I would need you there to do it, and I would have to act like a deaf mute. That's what we could do. We could do like a whole thing where I'm a deaf mute. I have created the laundry lock, but we speak a special language that we've developed over the last 30 years, and you're the only one that can decipher what I say.
Dude, that would be so awesome if we just actually pulled that off and went on the show and did that shtick.
Yeah, it's real. Right?
Like a Rain Man or a Mice and Men kind of deal.
That would be Rain Man. And it would be when we were watching Rain Man is when I came up with the idea and I mouthed it to you. And then I went in the other room and tried to cobble together a lock and put it on the thing and tried to put quarters in it. And then somehow, before there was even cell phones, I tried to make it notify a cell phone.
Okay, now between these two ideas, which one would you rather take on Shark Tank? Laundry lock or the heat and eat?
The laundry lock.
Yeah, me too.
I just think that the laundry lock, I just feel like there's processing fees. You could get all kinds of stuff from the laundry lock. I mean, the heat and eat's a good idea, yes. But the laundry lock, I mean, think about laundromats in like New York City.
Oh, yeah.
Took a percentage of every fucking coin that was put in a laundry machine or on an app. Now we're doing it by an app, right? You just hook your credit card up to an app on your phone where it fucking tells the machine, you know, it's ready to fucking rock and roll, and then it beeps you when it's done. After 15 minutes, though, the attendant has to come get your shit out or what. I mean, I had a great way to do that. I have to remember what it was. But, you know, you can't leave your shit in there forever locked up.
No.
It gives you a warning. It gives you a warning. Then it gives you a stern warning. And then it basically unlocks the machine and it's a fucking free-for-all.
I know you're busy. You're busy with the whole marijuana deal. But once that gets, you know, on autopilot, I'm telling you, the laundry lock, especially the modern version of it, is a fucking goldmine.
This marijuana thing is just a stepping stone to everything else. This just makes everything else a fucking reality.
Now, did you ever think when you first started smoking weed that
you'd be in this position? But you know what? That's what makes it feel like this is my fucking destiny.
It is.
I mean, it's hard to believe that, but when I marched with Jack Harrar on the Capitol of Texas in 1990, I mean, I'm a believer in marijuana. You know that. Oh, yeah. I am a believer that marijuana fucking helps people. I am. And I'm also a believer that marijuana is an alternative to a good time. Right? You don't have to get drunk or do cocaine or whatever. You can have a good time just on pot.
Fuck yeah, you can.
This is my destiny. This is my destiny, Rufus.
You were chosen.
I was chosen, I think. I was chosen at least to bring it to mid-Michigan. So I don't know about anyone else.
Hey, baby steps.
Baby steps, that's right. Well, I mean, like I said, it's just a fucking... It's basically just a way to rocket propel us, Hypersloth, and the juggernaut that is Hypersloth, and all of our ideas to being fucking made. Because we have other good ideas, too. Not just the laundry lock, other ideas. I'm trying to remember the first time I told you about the laundry lock.
Oh, a long time ago, dude. It was Roehampton.
When I lived in the dorm at St. Edward's.
Yeah, it was probably a conversation in Delaware South.
Even a rudimentary laundry lock still works.
Well, yeah.
Even a coin-operated laundry lock still gets the fucking job. But what did your wife have stolen when you guys were in at the hotel?
Oddly, nothing.
Oh, okay. I thought you said she thought people were stealing.
No, you just dropped them on the way, and we found them in the hallway.
What were they? Pants? Underwear?
Pantaloons.
Her favorite pair, I'm sure.
Apparently, nobody wanted them because they don't like seafood.
Da-da. Da-da. All right, so what? Friday night show. What are we going to talk about at a Friday night show?
I don't fucking know. I mean, riffing, I guess.
Are you standing by or standing down tonight, or what are you going to do?
As of last night, I'm on standby. I'm just waiting for the dog whistle. To let me know.
Triple's been blown. I mean, he really is wanting these people to go to the polls and intimidate people out of fucking voting. I mean, this is Nazi America right now. That's crazy. All right, Rubens, I'll catch you on Friday's show. We'll wrap it up there, folks. Have a good Thursday, and we'll talk to you Friday. Adios. I'll show him they're good. Why is there so much shit on here that doesn't, it's like repeated?
I don't know.
You see it? We're
yeah,
never going to get the show in there. I can't even find it. There it is.
Fucking Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for listening to Hypersoft Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus.